We are in Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph by the Mishnah, by the second Mishnah in the Yomet. Mi sha'amar b'shas misosai yesh libonim nemon. Shas misa, he says he has children, and therefore his wife is not zekuka liyavo. So he's nemon. Yesh liachim ain't a nemon. He says he has brothers, and she is zekuka liyavo, he's not nemon. Zok Rashi, yesh li bonim vein ishtoi zekuka liyavam. Yesh li achim zekuka liyavam. And Rashi says, vihi hoiso ad eino becheskas she'eino zekuka. So it comes out, he's saying keneged achazoke, assumption which we had till now. So therefore, he's not nema. Zok the Gemara, Alma, we see from the Mishnah, Nemon lahater, vein nemon lesser. He has an amonis to be mater holishuk, yesh libonim, is nemon. Does not have an amonis lesser. Nemon masnisin de leike rabnosen. So lechaira, our Mishnah is not like rabnosen. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa. Bishas kedushin omar yesh libonim. Bishas kedushin, he realized that his prospective wife was doyeg, and what's going to be if he dies, and she'll be zokik liyom. So b'shas kedushin oma yesh loibonim. He said he has children, nothing but to worry about. B'shas misa oma ein loibonim. B'shas misa, he rectified the situation. He said he doesn't have bonim. B'shas kedushin oma ein loyachem. So there's no yibum. Bishas misa omar yesh loyachem. So here we have a machlokes, the Tanakame and Rebbe and Rav Nosson. Nemon lahater. So on the first two agodes, yesh libonim ein liachem, he's nemon. Ve'ein nemon lesser. He's not nemon on the second two agodes, yesh liachem ve'ein libonim. Divrei Rebbe, that is similar to our Mishnah. He's nemo lahate, not nemo lesser. Rav Nosson Oimer, af nemo lesser. So we see that Lechaire, Satsa Gemore Shaila, should we assume that our Mishnah is not going according to Rav Nosson, only according to Rebbe. Let us see Rashi. Bishas Kedushin Omar Yesh Libonim. Kedei shelei tidak min ha-yibum. She shouldn't be doyik from the yibum. V'tisrat zeloi. And she should be merutzetem. U'miyuk shekitcho loy omar almenas. When he was mekadisha, he did not say almenas. We'll come back to this Rashi soon. V'shas kedushin omar she'ein loyachem. Vein lidoik min ha-yibum. There's nothing but to worry about. Nemon lahatir, kloimal nemon b'masha omar b'shas kedushin, ein nemon b'masha omar b'shas misa. That is the Svar of Rebbe. Now, Ashtikol Ha'ore, the first Rashi said b'shas kedushin, in order she should not be a doyig about Yibum, that is Ratzeloi, so he told her, yesh li bonim. U'miyuk shekitcha loy omar almenas. That means, if he would have said almenas, so later he said, ain li bonim, so l'chayre, she doesn't become osar, mainly, so it comes out, it was a kedushin amanashe ein libonim, a kedushin amanashe ein loyachim, a kedushin amanashe yesh libonim, and now he said that ein libonim, so fine, so she never was mekodeshes. The Mishnah from the Baraisa would seem that she becomes osar l'shuk. So Rashi says that he's speaking about shekitcha loyom amanas, he didn't make any conditions. L'chayre kan she'el haben. We had mentioned before, and that's on the base, he had mentioned a Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer is medayik from the Mishnah, that if an isha says she's a kehenes or a leviya, and she's not a kehenes, so it's kedushay tois, even though there were no tanoi mentioned. But if she mentioned this, b'shas the kedushin, so then he can tain al kaponim that you said you were a kehenes, so that's why I married you. Now you're not a kehenes, I'm not interested. It's a kedushay tois. L'chayra over here, it seemed b'tisratolo. Here she didn't want to marry him. She was afraid that she might fall him. B'tisratolo. And therefore he said, yesh li bonim. So why isn't this called kedushay tois? What is this different than he told her yesh li bonim, and now we see that it's ain li bonim. Why isn't this called kedushay tois? What is yesh li bonim different than kehenes, levia? So perhaps we can say as follows. The gather of kedushay tois is like a mekach tois, a person gave money, he wanted to buy Idaho potatoes, and he got Maine potatoes. This is, they wanted a certain thing, and this is not what he had asked for. He asked for a different type of a potato. Or he was under the assumption he's getting a different type of a potato. It was spoken, this is Idaho potatoes. So you don't need a tanai over there. He can say, you said it's idle potatoes, you give me main potatoes, so it's a mekach tois. The same thing when she says, I'm a kehenes, and she's not a kehenes, so it's a mekach tois. We're speaking about, I'm marrying a basarin, and then find out you're not a basarin. So, if it, he can tell it's a mekach tois. Masha'in came over here, this is zikr a plus or a minus, that he has bonim. If he doesn't have bonim, it's a minus. Shemolait is chatzim. But it's not called mekach tois. That means the together of mekach tois, we have to see the dovo hanimka, or the, is, we're speaking about different things. I mean, this is a dovo noisef. If she's not a kehenes, and she said she was kehenes, so, the meduba was, so this is a different woman. He was under the assumption she fooled him. He's marrying a kehenes. She's not a kehenes. This is a mekach tois. But if he says, I have children, he's the same person. He is what he is. There's a plus. He mentioned that there's a plus. I have children. Children is a very good thing to have. There's no fear of yibum. But that doesn't make it a mekach tois. That doesn't make, unless you say al-menas, that means the whole chesaron of tois is only if the Dbalei Dvorim are not what they said that they were. Like the Chassam Sofer said, he said he's a Talmud Chochem, he's an Amoritz, he said he's an Osher, he's an Oni. So with the Dbalei Dvorim alone are not what they had mentioned they are. So even though without an Almanas, it's a Mekach Tois. We're talking about two different people. But here this is not directly, this is not a Tois in the Baldov alone. It's a plus or a minus. And a plus or a minus without saying Almanas will not be Mavatal the Kedushin. Perhaps another Sfarah could be said, or could be injected. There's a Meiridike stipler in Yevomah Simila Matches in Kilashakit. He asks a Meiridike Ha'ore. He brings a Chuvis Chassam Sofer. Some Sefer says as follows. Someone had a behemoth, and there was a shayla, they shechted it, there was a shayla on the kashrus of the behemoth. And the psak was, well, you'll be matter if the behemoth is a hefsid merube, it's a big hefsid, so the mokim hefsid merube, we are soimach on the poiskim amikilim, that's way the darkei hara, the mokim hefsed meruba, we're saymach on the mekila. So we tell the owner of the behemoth, you're allowed to eat the behemoth because the mokim hefsed meruba, we're saymach. But the Chassam Sofer says, but if you sell it to someone else, You have to tell them exactly what it is. By then, it's not a hefsid merubah. Someone's going to buy for $10 a steak from you. You have to tell them, you know, that there was this shayla on the steak, and if you want to buy it, gesundheit, I'll charge you 50 cents less, but you have to tell them. If you don't tell them, you have on your store basar kosher, and you sell it to him, and he thinks it's basar kosher, and later he finds out about it, and time it's a mekach tois. That's what the Sam Sofer says. Even though for the owner, it was mutar al tefse merube, but the lekeach, he can tie it's a mekach tois. Frek the stipler, amir di kekash. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that if an isha is a chayve esse, she's a geiris, she's a mitzri, chayve esse, she didn't tell him that she's a chayve esse, and they got married. And now after the marriage, she tells him, you know, my father's a mitzri, I'm a... So it's not a mekach tois. She needs a get. So frek the stipler, it's a pella. And the case of the Chassam Sofer, it's kosher, meikar adin. From this wagon, it's called a mekach tois. And over here, she's also meikar adin. She's also min atayre. It's not called a mekach tois. So the Chassam Sofer says, so you say this to kechilik, the disciples, as they say, is the chilek. There's a chilek between a piece of meat and a wife. And the chilek is as follows. He says, when I'm buying a piece of meat, I want to buy a pound of steak. I have no interest, dafke, in this piece of meat. And if this piece of meat, there's any shilas on it whatsoever, I'm not interested. I need this piece of meat. There's 10,000 steaks on the world, so I'll go to a different butcher. So that's called a mekach tois. I don't want such meat that it's only mutar mishum hefsed merubah. He says, when you're talking about marriage, there are many factors. He says, kosher lezavkom kikriyas yamsuf, to find two people who are compatible, and they seem to enjoy one the other, and they appreciate one the other, and they're more or less a pair, and they got married, and then we find out a chesaron. We find out a chesaron. So he says, that will make it a mekach tois. They were talking about a chesaron avisa. So, al kaponim, perhaps we can inject this for also, even though the Chassam Sofer says by kehenes, if she said kehenes, could be this is your li'ikuve. It was mentioned already and it was said, but al kaponim, here, this was zicher leitis ratze. He says, Gavuch, the disciple says, amir de kezach. The Gemara says that a person, If he's a child, the father's a goy, and the mother's a yidinef, so he's a pogum. Mikadin is kosher, but he's a pogum, that he has a father a goy. If there's a member of Rav over there, Rav said, if I find such a chosn, he should be as great as Yeshua bin Nun, I'd never take him for my daughter. It's a pogam, a father a goy, it's a pogam. So there was a maise that there was such a person, that the father was a goy, and they told him, get out of the city. In this city you'll never find a shidduch. Everyone knows who your father is. Go in that city. And don't tell them anything. And get married. So the disciple speaks about, so Isaac Gnevis Das. So he says, because Be'etzem, that's not even considered Gnevis Das also. That means between you and me, if he goes into the other city and he finds a shidduch, so we find that all these protim, and compatible, they enjoy one the other, etc., 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 etc. Now, if they would know in the beginning that the fathers are going, they wouldn't get into it. They wouldn't get into the situation. So finish. So in this case, let ignorance be bliss, so you don't know. But now, after everything that's not considered Gnevis Das, you're getting issues, that means the Ikrim are being niskayim. You're getting a husband and a wife and then with all the milas. Good, there's a pagaman, you wouldn't have gone into it. But this doesn't make it, it's not Gnevis Das, and it's not a Mekach Tois. So, could be, over here also, Kaponim, she didn't want to get involved in the Shidduch, if he doesn't have any children, and does, and his brothers. So he told her, Shleitidag Minayibum, But al kaponim could be, this doesn't make it a mekach tois. Even though it could be osherani and tamad chochem and amor, it does make it a mekach tois. Yeah. So that is, so he's nemon, so we have a machlikis, Rebbe and Rab Nosson. Rab Nosson says he's not nemon lesser, he is nemon lesser, and Rebbe says he's not nemon lesser. So Gemara asks, so lechayre, our Mishnah is not like Rab Nosson. Look the Gemara. Omer Rav Shani Hosam. The case of the Baraisa is completely different than the case of our Mishnah. Kiven the Bishas Misa Kohodabei. The case of the Baraisa is speaking about there was a charote that he changed from what he said Bishas the Kedushin. Eima Kushte Kama. Could be he's telling the truth. And that's why she's awesome. So let us see. Let us see what Rashi says. Emekushte kama. Hashem the kibbutz b'shas misa kohod by emekushte kama. Period. Zakt Rashi as follows. Shani hosam bebraise. Kiven dohoda by midibure kama b'shas misa. Kushtakama, here I have grounds to assume he's telling the truth. Shalayei oven toli boy. That means this person has a very guilty feeling. When he married her, we're talking about a woman that was very edgy. If she was doik, she shouldn't fall the yibum. So b'shas the yibum, he told her, I'm telling you, I have yeshli bonim. So, no problem. But now, he's holding before the Misa. And what's gonna be? And if he dies and he doesn't tell the truth, so she'll get married, and that with his Hechsher, he had told her that, Yeshli Bonim, he knows it's not true. So, a Chazora on the deathbed, that's a Hechoche that he's telling the truth. He's telling the truth. That means the chazore is a chalik of the hechach he's telling the truth. That means since before he had said yeshli bonim, so he's responsible, if she's gonna get married, she's gonna get married because he had said yeshli bonim. So he's responsible for her actions. He will be mesavev her marriage. So memela on the deathbed now, so this is a meiridik combination. He's on the deathbed, and he was misaviv her getting married. So Mamela, we say, so we believe him. Shlei Ovein Toli Boy. Avo Mas Nisen Shlei Omar B'Shas Kedushin Ein Liachim. Let's go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we're also speaking about a deathbed. Misha Omar B'Shas Misosai. But he never said anything. And our Mishnah was speaking about, he never told her one word. He never said that. B'shas misa, shloyama b'shas kedushin ein liach. Ki yom ahashte yeshli einoi nemon, de litzu'ura kom mechavet. Now Rashi throws in a new svara. Litzu'ura kom mechavet. Now, we'll come back to the second half of the Rashi. Abba Ben Emerson, if you look in the Gemara, Rave only mentioned the first half of Rashi. Rashi threw in the second half. That means Rave said, Shaini Hosan Kivin de Bishas Misa Kahodar Bay. Rave spelled it out clearly. It's Bishas Misa in his choise for what he said before. He was the Rava Marsha. He was the Rava Marsha. And he was the one that said that to him she'd be able to get married. So Mamela Bishas Misa is a svara to say that he shlei oven toli boy. So therefore, there's a svara to believe him. Here, ain't a nemo. So lechayre, let us just say two ha'ores. Ha'ore number one: if you need a svara that I should be able to believe him, if I don't have that svara, so automatically, I don't believe him. He says, Rava said it, so you know why you believe him? Kivin de Bishas Misa Hodar Bei Rosh. Rava said the whole thing. that this maisa speaks for itself. He said before like this, and he'll be responsible for it. And he's saying now b'shas misa. This shows his erlichkeit. So, in the case of the Mishnah, we don't have this scenario. So, not Neman. Why does Rashi have to inject the Letzurik of Mechavan? A different reason why we shouldn't believe him. But let's talk about something else. I mean, Rashi said in the case of the Baraisa, he's Leyeheya Ovin Toliboy. That means he's scared. Why over here isn't he scared? Maybe he's also an Elohim. We never spoke about it. He knows he has a brother, and no one really knows about it. So why don't we say also Shleyov? He knows about it, and he's not telling anybody. Why over here don't we say Shleyov and Toliboy? So perhaps it could be. I mean, if that's not his peckle, that means let the Rabbanim be mevar the shayla. If they're not aware of it, so she's an onus. I mean, it's not. I have to tell them the truth. I mean, so it could be als frumkeit in the case of the price. You should do it to tell the truth because you were the Rav Amatsha before. So you have to tell the truth over here. I mean, why do you have to be so frum? Ignorance is bliss. They don't know anything about a brother, and then if lahaloch, I don't have to clear about a brother, so she's permitted to get married. Why all of a sudden you got so frum? I mean, all of a sudden you got, could be you're not mechuyev to tell. You told the tzuri kamachaven. So there I don't believe you. There we don't see the erlichkeit so much. Let's go further. So, that was Rav's teretz. Amalei Abaye, what you say is a svore lahamin, I say that's a svore not lahamin. V'lav kol dechenu, hashte u'ma hosom dekamore leile dibure amret kushta kama pungfaker. Over there is a svore in the barais, he said before, ein liach. B'shas misa, he says, yesh liach. So there's a svore, not to believe it. Before you said, ein liyachem, hechitaisi, I should believe you. Va'af al pikein, you say, kush de komar, even though he's contradicting what he had said before, mas nisen de loy kamore lili dibure le koshken, so abaye hell, that what Rove saw, the contradiction I see, the sibba, why he's telling the truth, Abaye held in the contradiction, I shouldn't believe him. Before he said like this, now he says like this. And before he had in the monis, kibin shehigid, and chayzamagid. I mean, Abaye held that fakert, that what he's contradicting himself now, is not a svore to believe him more. Fakert, it's a svore to believe him less. V'av al pikein, Rav Nosson says, that we do believe him. It's koshkin in the mission, which is it to believe him. Elom Rabbaye. So Rabbaye came and said now a new mahalach to explain that the Mishnah could go a libe the Rav Nosson. Elom Rabbaye, masnisen deloy murziklon ba'achi le murziklon be'bon. The Mishnah is speaking about that we don't know he has brothers, we don't know he has children. That means we will see. Rashi says in Amud Beis, that means as follows. We never knew he had brothers. We never knew he had children. That's a Matthias. He never went to his brother's the bris. We never knew he had brothers. We never knew he had children. That we never knew about. That is some sort of a chazok. It's not a chazok gemurich. I mean, not everything what a person doesn't know means it has to be bedakakus, but it's something that it means we've been with him for the last 50 years. We never heard he should speak about a brother, about a child. So this is a shtickle chazoke that he doesn't have children. I can assume that he doesn't have children. It's a shtickle bira. So memeile. So if he comes and so that's pshat the Mishnah. So now if he comes and says, yeshli, bonim, he's Nemon. We'll soon see what the Nemon is. So fakert, so yeshli bonim is Bamison being mechazik, the status which we assumed he was till now. We didn't know of any brothers, so We were under the assumption his wife is not zokek liyibo. Now he comes and says, yesh libonim, he tells us he has bonim. So al kaponim, this is not keneged the chazoke, this is being mechazik the chazoke. She's taken not zokek liyibo, yesh libonim. So memele, so that is why we believe yesh libonim leteire. If he comes and says, yesh liyachim, so this already is keneged the chazoke, which we had assumed that she's not zokek liyibo. So he's saying keneged hachazok, he's saying keneged hachazok, he's not nemon. That's pshat in our Mishnah, and that's a dover muskin, to say keneged hachazok, you're not nemon. Fine. Now let us see Rashi. This is a psalmai yudike Rashi. The Rashi, the kabora le diburei bishas kedush. So over there, and if he's nemon over there, our Mishnah should zicha be nemon. No, so Abaye said like this. Our Mishnah is speaking about Loi Mursiklon Hai Gavre Bishas Misa Loi Ba'achi V'Loi Be'bon. We, Bishas Misa, we don't know that he has brothers, we don't know he has children. So Memele Ba'asher Hu Shom V'Kaima Hach Itza Becheska She'en Izekuk Liyibo. From our knowledge, from what we do know, she's not Zokuk Liyibo. Hilkach Omar Yesh Libonim Achazoke Kamaisu de Kamukim Lo. When he says Yeshli Bonim, he is putting her in the same status that we assume she was, that she's not Zokuk Liyibo. Hilkach Nemo. So therefore, he's Nemo. So now Rashi had a Kashi. This is very modern. That means, if without his opening up his mouth, we assume she's not Zokuk Liyibo, so what is the big deal that he's coming to say now Yeshli Bonim? He's Nemon. What do you mean Nemon? What you need is Nemonis. Without you opening up your mouth, she's also Becheske Shein is a Kukalim. She's Becheske Shein Leyachim. So what's Pshat in this Nemonis? Yesh Libonim, we believe him. So Rashi says, right, and the Mishnah says Nemon, we believe him. So Rashi explains. V'yosi Ache La'achem Ikano, he says, no, we believe him, he has children. After he dies, someone comes, he says he's a brother. I'm a brother. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. That means before he opened up his mouth, she was Becheska, she's not Zokuk Liyibo. Now, in the Bishas Misa, he said, I have children. Gevaldik, he has children. She didn't know of Tona, he has children. And now, after he dies, someone comes and says, I'm a brother. So this Dibur that he said, Bishas Misa, which was Malim the Chazoke, we can use this that she won't need Chalitza from this brother. That's what Rashi is saying. Now, the Marsha asks Amir de Kekashe on this Rashi. The Marsha asks, he doesn't understand what's flying here. The Marsha asks as follows. When this mace said, Yeshli Achim, that's the safe of the Mishnah. We didn't believe him. Yeshli Achim, say Kineged Chazokah. We don't believe you. Right? So we just know to say Kineged Chazokah, you're not believed. So Memele, when this brother came, what did the brother say? The brother said, I'm a brother. See, he's not better than the husband. He's also saying, can I get chazoke? So why do you need the namonis of the Baal to say I have children? Who says you're a brother? Rashi doesn't say brother credential. Rashi says, he came and he said he's a brother. If it wouldn't have been for the Baal that said, Bishas misose, Yeshli Bonim, it would be bitter. But since he said Yeshli Bonim, we'll believe him. And we will not asahol l'shuk because of the brother who came and said that he's a brother. So this Kashi the Masho asks. So the Pnei Yeshua says two terutim on this Kashi. Let us first say the second teretz, because the second teretz then we'll understand pshat in the previous Kashi. So the Pnei Yeshua says as follows. He says, first of all, let's get one thing straight. It says when he says Yeshli Achim, he's not Nemon, because he's saying Keneged Chazoke. Rashi, the Mishnah said this. Yois Ateina Becheska She'ena Zekuke, and he says Yeshli Achim, he's not Nemon. Sagt der Pnei Yeshua, you have to understand, this chazoke, that's ain't is a kuke, is not a normal chazoke. It was an assumption derived from he never spoke about a brother, he never spoke about children, so we assume this, but this is not a normal chazok. It was an assumption that had, zikr, there was zikr, a rightful reason that we could assume it, but it wasn't, not a real chazok. Zokte pnei Yeshua, since it's not a real chazok, so if a person comes and says that I'm a brother, we'll believe him. Even though it's connected to chazok, we'll believe him. And that's why Rashi has to say that the reason she won't have any problems because he said Bishas Misa Yeshli Bod. Correct if Nei Yeshua. No, if I'm going on this mahalach that it's not a true chazok, and then they lech the zem. So why didn't you believe the husband? Because by a husband is a factor dimalatsuri kamachavim. The husband is a new factor over here. So memele, that is why the husband we won't believe. And that's why the brother we will believe. So it could, now we can understand the previous Rashi, that Rashi said before, we don't believe the husband of the Tzuri Kamacham. Yes, why did Rashi have to say that we don't have a reason to believe him? So therefore you don't believe him. So Rashi in a different Kashi, I'll say Decha, let him be Nemon. You don't need reasons. Why do you have to give reasons over here? He's an Eidecha, and it's not a true Chazokah. So Rashi had a Kashi, let's believe him. So Rashi said, him already is a shtickle reyes in what he's saying, because this could be the Litzuri Kamachavan, so that is why we don't believe him, but a brother Taka will believe. That's what Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. Then the Pnei Yeshua brings down a Mirdika Ramban, another Mahalach. He says, could be an Eidecho, there's not Neman. But there's a Mirdika Ramban. The Ramban says, if a person comes and says, I'm a brother, even though it's Hulsak, that there's no brothers, we say this is okay. He's believed. You know why? Because it's a Milsa David Aligluy. To say such a statement, I'm a brother, I mean, it's not the Vinishvi, this is something that we could find out sooner or later. I mean, it's, if you're a brother, someone has to know, I mean, where, what, and when. If he's talking not a brother, it's be a very embarrassing statement, what he said. We have a cloud, Milsa David Elegluye Le Mishakriyich. So, if he said, I'm a brother, Mistame, this truth. So, with this birr of Milsa David Aligluya, will believe. So let's say the same thing by the husband. It's also, he says he has a brother, so it's also Milsa David Aligluya. Zok tepnei Yeshua brings a Ramban. No. This person is going to die. He's on his deathbed. He doesn't care what after his death, he doesn't care. They'll know he's a liar. He doesn't know he's a liar. Segeitem nishtam. The birr of Milsa David Aligluya is a person who'll be alive and people will be looking at him and they know that he's a liar. That a person is a scared. He's scared of that. That will prevent him from saying a lie. A person who's on his deathbed, lachem isos, he can say whatever he wants. He's out of this world, he's going into another world, so the birr of Milsa David Aligluya le mishakri is not applicable by the husband. So the husband is not nemet to be mapaka from chazoke. That is the case of our Mishnah. There was a chazoke, by being malim the chazoke, he's nemon, by being seisa the chazoke, he's not nemon. That's the case of our Mishnah, and this Rav Nosson is also mighty. The Baraisa is speaking about the Mursik Lomba Achi, Le Mursik Lomba Boni. The Baraisa is speaking about that the Chazaka was, everyone was under the impression he has brothers, he doesn't have children. Now, and then he came, and when they started speaking the Shidduch, so she came to him, and already she was very edgy, she heard what people were talking, he has brothers, he doesn't have children, so she was very edgy in getting married to him. And he tells her, he told them in the beginning, I have children. I don't have brothers. I'm telling you, I don't have brothers. So now, Tamrinin Mali Lishaka. He has a migu. My kama le miftara miyava. He's saying, Yesh Libonim, he wants the Patera from the Yavam. Matza Oma Patina Loch Begitter. If it's not true, he didn't have to say that. He could have said, I'll give you a get. Why does he have to go in such a blood? Let us see what Rashi says. The Mursig Lon Hai Gavr Ba'achi, Leshi Yesh Eidem Bedovo, Chazok Ba'alma, Kach Shemana Olav Kaidem Kedushin, that he has brothers. Chi Omar B'Shas Kedushin Yesh Li Bonim, B'Shas Kedushin he said Yesh Li Bonim, Ve'ein Li Yachim, He loved the other by Bishas Misa. Wouldn't have been Chayza Bishas Misa. Have a Mahamninalai. We would have believed him, Kenega de Chazoke. Domrinin Mali Lishake. He has a Migu. Maikom, Kloim. Lemaikom Mahani Lei Haidiba. What are you saying? How can you believe him? He's Becheskas and Shizoka Kleim. How can we believe him? Ilam Miftero Miyavon, Havid Da'osi, who Da'osi, if this Dibba is being said to Pataha from a Yavon, Motsi Omalo, why does he have to say a lie? He's saying connected what most people assume, that if not true, people talk, I don't have children, I do have children. Why do you have to say this? Motsi Omalo, Patalni Lich Begite, Mechaim Somoch Lemisosi. I'll give you a get. He could tell her, I'll give you a get. Now, let me just say one thought. When people get married, so there are obligations from a husband to a wife. And she's getting into there's a mutual trust between them if they're getting married. So he's going to give pandasa, he's going to give it dasa. That's marriage comes with trust and faith. So he told her, when he told her he has a job and dasa and everything in there, and everything stems, he says, I know you're scared about us. Listen, I feel with you. When I feel that it's being samach lemisa, I'm going to try to get to you. I'll take care of you. I'm telling you. And that would have calmed her down just as much as saying that perhaps even would be better. He's telling her. It's true. She sees he's an eminent man. It's true. I'll take care of the problem. I'll take care of the problem. Instead of that, instead of saying that, which most probably would have worked, he goes and says, people talk, they don't know. I have children. It's a little mother what he says. If he's a liar, he should have picked out a better lie. If you're a liar, nach besser, why did you say a lie? You could avoid a lie, go with the emes and tell her and you'll do it and finish. So Memele, so why did you say this? And so you see this person is an emes a person. He's an emes a person, he's telling her the truth. He doesn't want to calm her fears. That's why he's saying Yeshli, but he's talking the truth. So he has a miku. Maloi lishaka. Why did you have to say a lie? He could have accomplished the same thing by guaranteeing to her, give her again. So that is why, if he wouldn't have charote, we'll see, if he wouldn't have charote, this person, he would have said, kineged de chazoke, we would believe him. Osmala lushak. So, that, yeah, he had the baby shas misa bohopligi. Now, but bishas misa, all of a sudden, he makes an about face, and he says, ein li bonim, yesh li yachim. So here we have a machlokes, Rebbe and So let's see the Gemara. Rabbi Sova Mali Lishake Ki Eidem Domi. That means this bill that I believe him now that he has children, and because Mali Lishake could have told her he's going to write her again. So this bill is like Anan Sadi. Ki Eidem Domi. Va'oso Eidem Okri Chazoke. That means I believe him now. I have proof he's telling the truth. So if I prove he's telling the truth, so lemaisa, if I prove that he's telling the truth, so it's ke'ilo, the whole assumption, now we have to assume that he has bonim. This person said it, and I have a right to tell the truth. So now she's becheskas, she'en is a kukuliyo. Va'osa eidim, okri chazoke. So Memela, that's the matzav now. So Bishas, before they got married, he said, Yeshli Bonin, and I believe him, al smali lishakir. So after I believe him, I assume he's right. So she is now becheskas she'ena zekuka liyo. I believe him. I believe what he said. Bishas misi comes in and he says, yesh li yachim, ein li bonim. So that's what said in the Mishnah. He's saying keneged hachazakeh. You're not Neman. You're not Neman keneged hachazakeh. So therefore, Rebbe holds that his first statement created a chazakeh she'en is a zekuka liyomim. So to say now that she's zakuk, the husband is saying keneged chazakeh, and that's what says in the Mishnah. The husband is not Neman keneged chazakeh. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe Nosson Sobel, Rebbe Nosson knows, Mali Lishaker ki chazoke dami. Mali Lishaker is equivalent to a chazoke, not Eidim. It's like a chazoke, Mistome is telling the truth. So before, we said, Mistome, she is okukliyibu. Now we say, Mistome, he's telling the truth. So we have a chazoke, keneged a chazoke. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Rebbe Sova, Mali Lishaka Deshas Kedushin, Ki Ilu Bo Eidim Bedobazet. It's equivalent, Ki Ilu Eidim Kem. Va'oka Leila Chazoka Dava Machzakina Leimiko. This was Oika the Chazoka, which we were assuming till now. Ba'achi Beloi Bonim. We, till now, we assumed there was brothers and no children. Now she's rain is a cooker. Now he wants to say that she's the lafuki mechazoke. It's lav kol kamine. So that's pshat and Rebbe. Rebbe's beautiful. That the migu was oike the previous chazoke and created a fakel to chazoke that she's lav becheska zekuke. Rav Nosson Sova, that it's not an Eidim. It's a chazoke. It's an assumption. I can assume Mestam is telling the truth. And then I have an assumption Mestam is she is okakliyimim. So we have two conflicting assumptions. Zot, Rav Nosson Sova, Bloyosi chazoke de mali lishake, v'okra chazoke kemaise, v'avakoi bo koidim kedushin, l'uk milahach becheska she'ene zekuka, l'mifsel dibure b'shasmise. That means, we this did not create a new chazoke. What, so where am I holding now? I'm holding now a chazoke keneged a chazoke. That's what I'm holding now. So now, umiyu, so a chazoke keneged a chazoke. So what will be if he kept quiet? What will be if he kept quiet? He didn't say anything. So Afilo, so Vaista is close. Afilo, according to Rav Nosson, she'll get married. Now, why does she get married? It's a chazoke keneged, it's not Eidim. I assume she is Zokik. I assume she's not Zokik. So that's a tumultic a little. So, but why could she get married if he's not Chayza? Zokt Rashi, umi u'iloi hodabe, if he would not have said, b'shas mise, ha'vishori la'omim. Nehei de lo yosi chazoke v'okra chazoke legamri, itzichan an oike de chazoke, aber eiroi mi isri. But there's a reisa now, there's a chazoke k'neged chazoke, so it's, there's a chazoke she isra, not a chazoke anymore. V'chol kamo, de lo yiskachish di bure kame, so kozman is not makrish di bure kame mehemo. Ein odom choytei v'loi loi, So Rashi is saying as follows. Let us just give a dugme and then we'll say what Rashi is truly saying. If a person said Bishas, he said Bishas the Kedushin, he told her Ein Liach. Told her Ein Liach. And we have a Mistami song the truth because if he was a liar, he could have said I'll give her again. Fine. So you have now two contradictory assumptions. Before we assumed Yesh Liach, now he says Ein Liach. Fine. I don't know what. So, the Kol's mom, they were married. She didn't really know what's going to happen. He's lying on his deathbed now. He calls her over. He says, remember what I told you? I'm telling you again. Yesh li achim. Ein li achim. He's telling her, ein li achim. I'm telling you now, my deathbed, ein li achim. So, memele, so here, there's a new factor. There's no true chazak over here because there's contradictory chazak. So now I have a new factor to believe in Bishas Mitzvah, which was not existent till now. That means, Kozman, they were married. So there's a man who says, he'll die first. Maybe she'll die first. It's not the game. But now he's on his deathbed already. And he's coming again and telling her, I'm telling you, you can get married. I told you this before the Shidduch, I told you this. So maybe then you didn't, weren't so sure. I'm telling you now again, you can get married. So now by telling her, Bishas Misa, that Yeshli Bonim, Ein Li Achim, I have here now a new factor in Adam Chayte Beleila. Why? What's Felta Moise? What is he getting from this? Before it was important to say he wanted a Shidduch, so he had a Negiyah to say it. But now why should he say it? So therefore, if he says it right now, this would be Machia. We have a Chazoki, Keneged Chazoki, plus an Adam Abiru of Bishas Misa and Adam Chayte Beleila. That is if he would have said it, Bishas Misa. What if he didn't say it, Bishas Misa? So I also have the same bir in Adam Chayte Beloiloi, because, listen, you're up to the Misa already, and you had said before that Yeshli Bonim, so speak up now, she's gonna, you said, rectify what you said. Keeping quiet is equivalent to say that I'm sticking to my guns, Yeshli Bonim. So being quiet, Bishas Misa, is Kilo, he's saying, Bishas Misa, Yeshli Bonim. Zokta Ersameyah, but it's speaking about that he was 3 days on his deathbed, and he had time to think about it. If he died, Misa Trufa, so then the Yem Noraya. But he had plenty of time to think about it, and the doctor told him the prognosis already, and he knows how things are going, and he didn't open up his mouth. So keeping quiet is ain adam chayte beloiloi, so she can get married. But the minute he says that I do have brothers, I do have brothers, so he's not saying, so before we had a chazoke keneged chazoke, so now he's being malim, the chazoke kamaise, or whatever it is, the chazoke kamaise was yesh layachim. So now he's being malim v'chazoki kemaisa. So memele, so now I'm going to believe him. That's the svar of Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson holds, if he said yesh li achim, he is, yesh li achim, he's nemon lesser.